In 2015, Mario Rigby set off on an adventure. Starting at Cape Point, South Africa, he decides to walk to Cairo, Egypt, 7,456 miles away. This walk will take him over 2 years. But for Mario, it's all time well spent. He wanted to prove to the West that Africa is a continent full of diverse countries and people, much more diverse than you typically see in the media. He documented every person he met and every step of his 7,456-mile journey. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Mario Rigby is a 29-year-old retired Turks and Caicos track and field athlete turned personal trainer in Toronto, Canada. But really, he wants to be an explorer. He's never been to Africa. He wonders if certain stereotypes he has in his mind are true. His gut feeling is that the vast continent holds far more than impoverished villages and bloody warlords. Mario says, "I wanted to show that in Africa, people are living everyday lives. There are all kinds of people that live there just the way we would live anywhere else. And I think the best way was to go by foot because then you have to meet every single body." By foot will entail over 7,000 miles of walking, so Mario gets training. He spends 9 months planning his route, researching, and learning survival skills. He brings only a backpack of basic camping supplies. Tent, sleeping bag, camera and equipment, medical kit, a few changes of athletic clothes, GPS, portable Wi-Fi, and a solar charger, and a few personal good luck charms. It weighs 40 to 50 pounds, depending on food and water. His journey begins on November 24, 2015, his 30th birthday. He starts from Cape Point, Africa's southernmost tip, walking with a student he met at a coffee shop the night before. At the end of day one, the student goes home. Mario is just getting started. He continues on from South Africa to Mozambique, live tweeting and Instagramming the entire trip. He makes the local news. Some people start to recognize him. At one village, he meets some people eager to be a part of his trip. They feed him, let him stay with them, teach him traditional dances. He's overwhelmed by their generosity. At another, he gets caught up in the middle of some gunfire and barely makes it out alive. He trudges through monsoon rains 1 week, almost dies of dehydration when he runs out of water the next. He kayaks across Lake Malawi's gorgeous sunsets, then gets arrested. Local police tell him he can't kayak. Mario explains who he is and what he's doing, and they think he's lying. He spends the next 3 days in jail before they confirm his identity and let him back onto the lake. He crosses incredible deserts, jungles, and beaches through Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda. He takes smiling selfies with countless locals, and then he catches malaria. He recovers and then makes it to the mountains of Ethiopia, where he faces the trip's most difficult hikes, and also has the best food and meets the friendliest people. One Ethiopian feeds Mario with his hands, a customary sign of endearment. He learns that Sudan actually has more pyramids than Egypt, and that Egypt has indoor mall skiing. After 2 years and 3 months of walking, Mario finally reaches Cairo in January of 2018. Alive, enlightened, and now known across Africa, he plans to write a book about the experience, to share the depth and diversity of each country. Mario's adventure career is just getting started. He'd had so much fun, he now goes on another adventure, spending 89 days of bicycling across Canada. He also makes plans to return to Africa and cross the continent again, this time with an electric car. He wants to educate people on sustainable travel and also prove that a black man can be a world explorer and show that the outdoors are for everyone. A true champion of equality, Mario continues to rip cultural stereotypes to shreds and make the world a little better for us all with each shredding. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Mario and his adventures, Check out MarioRigby.com or follow his travels on Instagram at MarioRigby. For this episode, we also found the coverage by National Geographic and Afar incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.